All right, apparently we're doing a special. This is going to be a separate episode because I can't do.
Yeah, this is a separate bonus special debate episode.
Welcome back to the Macko and Cause podcast. Bob noticed I have a tuxedo rented, and because I got an event tonight, Burgundy wine event at the National Club. And the only problem is I've been given a real bow tie and not a clip on. I don't know how to tie a bow. I don't even know how to tie a tie.
Okay, Cause.
Yeah.
Let me jump in here.
Yeah.
So I'm just about ready to leave. I'm taking photos for the Instagram account.
That follows Serge Ibaka.
Right. Just and only Serge.
Only Serge.
No followers yet because I forgot to follow us.
Yeah.
And so I notice, I'm like, ooh, black tie affair. And Matt's got the shiny shoes on the floor and there's some fancy socks, brand new cufflinks. And there's a bow tie and he picks it up and he's talking about some event he's going to. And I've heard this conversation a million times before with Matt. And then he says, you know, the only bad thing is I don't know how to tie this tie, so I'm going to have to find someone there. I got to walk around like a child and get someone to tie this tie for me. So I throw this out to you, dear listener, and this is the debate we're doing.
Yeah.
Can Matt ask another man to tie his tie for him in a public venue? Someone he doesn't really know.
First off, Bob, it's not a public venue. It's the National Club. You have to know. I've done it before.
So it's the opposite of a public venue.
Yeah. I have done this before.
You have?
Yes. I've gone to a National Club event and, you know, for the last time there was a black tie fair and I got someone, this guy named Steven, to tie my bow tie. It was
Matt,
very nice.
You can't. You're 44 years old. You got to tie your own tie. This is like 10 times worse than me not driving.
No, it's not, Bob. It's not 10 times worse.
When I ask strangers to drive me places, I give them money. They're called cabs.
You're a parent, and you can't, you got to go. What if you have to buy medicine for your child? Get out of here.
This is the debate. Yeah. Which one is worse? The fact that I can't drive or that Matt is going to get someone else to tie his tie at the National Club?
Listen, corporate Makowitz, with your ties and bow ties and corporate events and retreats and such. You know, this is part of my youthful charm. It's part of my youthful charm. I can't tie a tie or a bow tie.
I have gone pretty far down the road with your Peter Pan nonsense in the past.
Yeah.
But this is a bridge too far, buddy. YouTube. Mm-hmm. I can't learn to drive from YouTube. But you can learn to tie a tie.
Bob, when are you turning 50?
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
And you can't drive
a car. If I don't have some potato chips soon, maybe never. But
And you can't drive a car.
Right.
Come on.
But Matt, I could could just as easily say to you, you're 44.
Yes.
And you're getting another guy to tie your tie for you. Mm-hmm. Like, do you get like a bowl of zoodles too?
Well, if you put a little truffle oil, I'm sure it'd be delicious. You cannot compare tying a tie or tying a bow tie, either one, to a car in terms of which one's more important.
Right. But here's the difference. Yeah. That I'm not going to a stranger and asking them to do it for me. Matt's got a phone call. That's the difference. It's not that you can't tie a tie.
It's not a stranger. It's members of the National Club.
Yeah, but they're not strangers. They're not your friends. Like, you're going to some person you don't even know and say, I don't know how to do this. Can you do this for me?
I'm going to first go to the gym.
Would you get them to pull up your zipper? Or fasten your belt for you?
I get them to pull up my
tie
zipper.
Tie your shoes?
I get them to pull up my zipper if they had the upper body strength for it. Damn, y'all.
I didn't even get it until you went,
it's
damn,
a large penis joke. I get it. It's going to be people I know. Bill Morani, the general manager. Maybe Brian Perry, who is in charge of the wine. I could ask Al, one of the main servers there.
All right. So that in itself, Al, one of the main servers there, was pretty far down the road. Okay, anyway, how about this rule?
Okay.
In order to go to a black tie event, you have to show up in one.
Okay. I'll do that on. Okay. Fine. Then another rule. In order to go up to your cottage in Huntsville, you have to learn how to drive on Highway 400 to get to Huntsville.
So let's just
checkmate.
I don't know.
Come on, Bob.
No,
it's okay to take the L. Think of this as Sesame Street. Today's episode's brought to you by the letter L. L as in I'm a loser because I don't know how to tie a tie or a bow tie 44. I admit that. But you can't drive a car. You're married. You have a child.
L is also for laptop.
Uh-huh.
You can open it up, go to YouTube, and take 30 seconds out of your life to learn how to tie the tie properly.
Yeah. L is also for lessons, as in you could have taken lessons to drive a car, you know, since the moment I met you in 2000. Like, you've been saying you were going to, when you first thought you were going to drive a car, Survivor, the first season, was on the air. Think about that.
I don't have a good L to come back with.
So yeah. By the way, L for lessons, that was the last one. L. That was the last one I had.
Oh, that wasn't good. No. But the lessons one was. So. Yeah. All right. So then just let us know what you think.
Okay. Yeah.
We probably didn't need to do this.
No.
But we did do it.
Yeah.
Because I felt it was important for us to throw out there.
All right.
And now in retrospect, maybe it wasn't as important as I thought.
Nope.
But let's post it and see if people actually respond.
I'm going to post this. MCause56. Right,
put it with
Bob
a poll.
Backwards.
Put it with a poll.
Sure.
Listen to me micromanage, eh? Yeah. Do you miss these days? Of my obsessive, like, yeah, sort of micromanaging everyone's efforts?
Sure, Bob. We'll get to it.
Okay. But when you do it, do it exactly this way.
Sure.
And then it would be like, well, why don't you do it yourself? It's not my job.
Yeah. More shameful. Matt can't tie a tie, or Bob can't drive a car.
You know what I realized, Matt? Mm. I am really, like, I keep reading about Paul McCartney, and I totally like him. Because I'm schmaltzy, but I'm also, like, a detail freak and really hard to work with.
Yep. And you compared yourself to one of the greatest musicians of all time.
Right.
I mean, Glue Leg and Beatles, again, lateral move. Lateral move. Glue Leg reference. Bye, Bob.
Bye, Matt.